Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. I'm Cass. Hayden's here.
Hello.
And we're joined this week by the illustrious Adam Carnevale.
It's me. It's a me.
And today we're talking about dumps and dumping. Why bow?
It's the, you know, like a barge.
Oh.
You know, they put the dump on the barge.
Yeah. Dump on barge.
Dump on barge.
Yeah, true. Where can you see them?
The water.
I've never seen a barge full of garbage.
What is it?
How
is that a real
thing? Are you at the docks?
I'm at the docks sometimes.
You are not at the docks sometimes.
Across the Balti Bridge, you know,
you
I see the Yarra.
At San Francisco sometime in the 1970s or whatever.
They've got just a big barge of
it was,
garbage.
Wasn't that's like why
garbage.
The EPA exists.
Garbage.
What?
It's like why the EPA exists or whatever.
Because people were just dumping in the water?
No, there was this famous incident or whatever where a garbage barge had been super overloaded. It was a huge one as well. Mm. And no one fucking wanted it. And I think it was like just stuck. Might have been San Francisco. It was stuck in San Francisco Harbor for ages and ages and ages.
Yeah.
Until people were like...
rotting away.
Yeah, until people were...
I think
were...
you've told us this story on this podcast before. But I want to hear the end of it because I can't remember how it ends.
Garbage.
I
think
there was so much
garbage trash. Oh, is that what that is?
Garbage.
Garbage.
Mystery solved.
Yeah. Garbage. It is good to say. And whatever you're doing right now... say it real loud.
Join us.
Yeah.
Garbage.
Oh, you did a longer one than I did. Give me your one again.
Garbage.
No, you did it longer than that. You did You did it like that.
I did. Hey, you have,
can you finish your story, Adam, please?
I think it got stuck in San Francisco for like maybe months, maybe a year or something like that. And yeah. It was just this constant eyesore. It was really...
eyesore? That's what I'm doing during this boring story. Yeah. Hey-oh.
Oh.
No, I actually like the story a lot. I just thought it'd be a funny thing to say.
It was an awful eyesore, and it was really, really, really freaking stinky. And...
freaking stinky?
It's really funny to seriously say, as a 30-something-year-old man, this thing was freaking stinky.
I don't know how else to describe it, but all right.
It was accurate.
And anytime the wind blew in from the sea, it would waft the smell over the city.
Mm.
And people were like, well, why can't we get rid of it? And there was just no tip nearby was large enough or capable of taking it. And because I think in the area, because all the tips had already been filled, they were like, not only can we not get rid of it, but we have to keep putting our trash on it because we can't put it anywhere else.
Oh, so it's getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, it was getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And then there was a massive outcry. And out of that, the EPA was created to kind of like figure out land management around, specifically around waste and keeping areas clean.
So where'd they put it?
I don't know what they did. Don't remember what they did with it in the end. I think it got A very classic thing that the first world loves to do. I think we sold it to somewhere in the third world, and then it became their problem.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Sold it.
That seems like a really great deal for us. We get some money.
Oh, sorry. No, wait. Yeah, how do I mean? Whatever.
We paid someone else the money. We paid someone to make it go away.
Yeah.
We paid someone with a different skill and color to make it go away.
Mm. I think
then it was their problem. And when we stopped looking at it, it's clean now.
Yeah. I think the story you told us before, which is not the story you just told then.
Yeah, there's another story I know of.
Which is where there was a big, and I'm talking a seriously freaking stinky ship. garbage, and it pulled into a port and they were like, no, we don't want you, turn around.
Yeah.
And then for like a year or so, I get bouncing around ports all around the world, and this thing was getting stinkier and stinkier. And then the ship changed name, and then it sort of all went away. And so I think probably it got dumped in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, it very definitely. I know the one you're talking about. It very definitely got dumped in the ocean. Yeah.
How long was it bouncing around before they did an ocean dump?
The one from San Francisco, or I think the other ship was Ukrainian. The Ukrainian one? Or
The Ukrainian one.
My knowledge is that it was bouncing around for a year.
Jesus.
And they kept trying to change, like Hayden recounted, they kept trying to change the name, and places kept being like, no.
I remember you.
I don't think so.
You're the freaking stinky ship.
Yeah. Maybe that's a very funny solution if you're the freaking stinky ship. It's like, well, maybe their name is, maybe it's the name is the problem. Maybe we change the name, and then as soon as we pull into the dock, they just won't see that we are carrying mounds and mounds and mounds of human garbage.
Make sure that we change the name so that when they look at the ship...
Just paint it over crudely because I had to do it while in the water.
That Ukrainian ship was really messed up as well. I wish I could remember any of the names it went under, because I think at one point they pulled up somewhere maybe in the Maldives.
I don't know. I say Maldives, but I could be wrong.
Somewhere. Maldives? Yeah, somewhere there. And they were just quietly trying to be like, we'll get it all out here until the local authorities were like, wait a minute. And they got them to shoo off, but there was still like tons and tons and tons and tons of trash there.
Yeah.
And to this day, they haven't been able to clean it up.
Cool.
Yeah.
Just in the water floating around?
Just offshore. I think it was heavy enough that it kind of just settled there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What, do you want a nice story about trash and dumps?
I'd love one.
Yes.
Yeah.
I desperately, desperately need a story that is nice that involves single-use plastics and human waste.
So, in Sweden, only 1% of their rubbish actually makes it to landfill.
Huh.
Interesting.
So they dump the rest?
Yeah, I'm dubious about that. There are a lot of ways you can sort of get rid of those statistics.
Yeah, like, don't worry about it. Is the 90... No, no, no. 47% of it is recycled.
Yep.
So they're pretty good at recycling. And then they just burn the other 52%. They use it for energy. So it the trash heat alone warms like a million houses in Sweden.
Okay.
You're still burning trash. I mean, I guess you're using every part of the cow or whatever.
Is burning trash worse than burning coal? Probably a little bit, but...
I don't know, I guess. I have no idea. Speaking of burning coal, and on that same topic, you know, you might hear the statistic that I think it's Norway. Norway is like 99 or 98.
No way.
Some insane percent clean power.
Yeah, I should have saved it until then. That would have been funnier.
Because they take all of their oil.
We'll do it again.
Okay, do it again.
Do the interesting thing.
Where do you want me to start from?
Oh, no way. What did you say? I didn't. Don't worry.
Anyway, they've got some. Norway has some insane percent of their power is clean, like renewable energy. I think it's something crazy, like I said, 98, 99 or whatever.
Yeah.
But that is subsidized by the fact that they do mine or drill for a lot of oil. They just sell it.
Yeah.
So they're not, you know, burning oil, but someone's burning their oil.
Yeah. Good.
Well, thank God we don't all live on the same planet.
Yeah.
It's not like it'll affect them.
No, absolutely not. And for very briefly, a couple of weeks ago in Australia, we were running off like 98% renewable energy in the middle of the day.
Because of the sun?
Because of the sun. And because in the middle of the day, we're not using as much energy.
Yeah.
But we're like, hey, 98% and we're not trying that hard. Imagine if they tried hard.
Imagine if
we could probably do it.
Imagine if literally any funding was given.
Yeah, or battery. Yeah. You got a battery. Once you get batteries, it'll be fine.
You got, yeah, you got
a very easy solution. Buy a big battery. That's all you need. And it's easy to make them and source the materials.
Yep, famously.
No, I don't.
Oh, know. You're joking.
I'm
okay,
joking.
Cool,
it's, well, I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing.
Isn't, like, in theory, if we can get all the stuff of batteries and we make them properly and disassemble them properly, they are in theory recyclable.
Yeah, they,
you in can, theory.
Yeah, I think they're getting better and better at recycling, like lithium and stuff.
Mm. Well, but they're becoming more and more efficient as well.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So they last longer and
so,
all.
So, like, modern lithium batteries. You know how you might have heard this? Someone has told you, like, don't keep your computer plugged in all the time because it'll slowly kill the battery or whatever.
Yeah.
No.
You don't even need to worry about it.
Yeah, they fixed the problem.
Yeah, modern lithium batteries don't work like that anymore. They are a lot more efficient, and you can leave them plugged in. It's not a big deal. It won't.
I thought that was the computer being like, I'm going to stop drawing power to the battery because it's full, rather than the battery doing something different.
Well, maybe that's
either
right.
Way,
I thought it was.
Either way, it was not the problem.
Same bloody fix.
Isn't lithium a drug for goths?
It is
also a drug,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Antidepressant?
Isn't it?
Yeah, no, it is. Yeah.
Lithium batteries?
Lithium.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true. Many different elements and many different compounds come in many different forms. So, like, I'm sure you've heard, what is it? Silver something something. The, like, liquid silver?
Colloidal silver.
Yeah. So, silver is sometimes used, yes, as a, with antibacterial and with therapeutic properties.
I had some on my bone.
The colloidal silver that you can buy is not that type of silver and does nothing. Well, if you're lucky, it does nothing. If you're unlucky, you have bought and ingested poison.
Yeah. Like that guy who turned blue.
Yeah.
Drinking colloidal silver every day. Mm. And then he's like, well, man, I'm not getting better and this thing's turning me blue. Oh, well, better keep doing it.
Oh, yeah, he won't stop.
He's so blue.
He's like, that's the only thing that's wrong with me now. It's like, but it wasn't wrong with you before.
Wait, did it fix his other stuff?
Did he have stuff that he needed to fix?
He had, like, back pain or something. Mm. Or inflammation.
Have
or
you...
Well, he's still on it, so...
Do you remember, Hayden, because I know you were recently, whatever, you rewatched House not too long ago.
Yes, I did.
Do you remember that one guy who was, like... his skin was...
He was orange.
Or something, yeah, orange.
Yeah.
And it was a combination of he had jaundice from catching an STI from his wife was cheating, whatever.
Yeah.
And then also he was eating a crazy amount of carrots.
Yeah.
And House is like, your skin is turning these two different colors, which together make
orange. Yeah, he was turning red and yellow, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good stuff. I love House.
Oh, that's fun. What a mystery to solve.
I've discovered the House Clips YouTube Shorts channel.
I'm a big fan of the House.
Yeah, you're weird. You can spend hours on there.
Yeah. Okay, so
it's just House's funniest quips over 3 to 4 YouTube reels. It's perfect.
So is it like a tiny little clip show or is it like a scene?
No, it's like a scene. It's like snippets of a scene.
Or they'll follow like a story track, but they'll only have the scenes of... So if, I don't know, if Chase is in an episode...
Chase. He's Australian.
He
studied at Melbourne University.
He was in the movie Swimming Upstream.
Huh?
He was in the movie Swimming Upstream.
I don't know what that is.
It's a movie about swimming.
He was in Chicago Fire.
He was in Chicago Fire.
Mm.
Was he Australian in that too?
No, he's American. He's from Chicago in that.
Chicago.
Chicago.
Hey, I'm Chicago.
We send a lot of firefighters to America.
Yeah, we get them back here as well. Because it used to be that we had completely opposite fire seasons. And so, like, hey, we have no bushfires at the moment. And you guys having a lot of wildfires? Have our guys. And then they do the same. But now our fire seasons are overlapping, which is cool. Because we used to share a lot of resources. Now we can't as much. It is
overlapping
awesome.
Because they're getting bigger, the fire season?
Fire season's getting bigger and longer and more intense.
I wonder why that is.
Mm. It's literally impossible to say.
Hey, do you feel like it's becoming more and more common that we're having the hottest or the wettest or the mostest weathers and stuff like that?
That's just the liberal lefty media.
Trying to convince you that the weather's changing. It's not. Summer was always this wet, Adam.
They only base that stuff off of scientific facts and you can't trust that. You can't trust it.
The weather always has cycles. It's different. And it's not like it ever was when I've been alive and I'm old.
Yeah.
And I have a photographic memory of my youth. Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
But it cycles, you know?
Yeah.
It does this all the time.
Yeah.
And we could check. I'm not going to, but we could check.
Yeah. If only.
The thing is, it is sort of a cycle, but that doesn't matter. Like, we are...
Well, it's the problem is the cycle, we are
up.
Forcing the cycle in the other direction right now, I think.
Yeah. Anyway, it's good and exciting. Adam, what's the best thing you've ever gotten at the dump? Or have you ever gotten anything at the dump? Or have you ever dumped anything at the dump? Hi, Joel Zammit. Sorry, Joel Zammit's just walked in.
Hello,
you might
Joel
know
Zammit.
Him from being the CEO of Sans Pants Radio.
He's our dad.
Okay, see ya.
Hi,
he's corporate dad, yeah. Business daddy.
Business daddy.
As he hates when we call him.
I
have gotten a few things from the dump, but probably not in the way that you're thinking.
Let me try. Let me try and figure out a different way you
so
can get something from the dump.
So you're thinking of me picking through trash?
Well, no.
That's not
you
what
can't,
I
know. No, you're not allowed to.
The tip shop.
Yeah, you're not allowed to just go to the
they
dump.
They don't let you. They don't.
I don't know if they've ever really let you, to be honest.
I have no
but
idea.
But in cartoons, you can. But the tip shop. Yeah, the dump shop.
For legal reasons, I am stating up front that I never did this, but a friend and I...
Into the tip?
No, we had this fun plan to one day go to the... Do you know the Werribee Waste Recovery Center or whatever it's called?
Oh, yeah, WWRC, yeah.
Yeah. It's where sewage runs through, or it's like all
the
Melbourne sewage.
The treatment plant.
Yeah, the treatment plant, yeah. So
freaking
you...
stinky.
That place is freaking stinky.
It is freaking stinky. They have a lost and found section there for, if they pick up jewelry or anything.
Oh, okay.
Anything important that got flushed down the toilet.
Mm.
We thought we'd go there and just describe generic jewelry and see if they had anything.
That would probably work.
Yeah, I reckon it would.
I had a golden ring.
Yeah.
It had some kind of engraving. I forgot what it says, but if I read it, I'll know. Also, I can't remember what size it is, and my fingers may have changed size significantly.
I think I'd just say it didn't have an engraving, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, but I think all rings kind of have... Well, not all rings.
Not all rings.
Oh, would you... I'd feel a bit ripped off if I had just a plain gold band.
For a wedding?
Yeah.
Well, you don't know every ring's
well,
a wedding
yeah,
ring.
Yeah.
And don't worry that I said wing. Okay? We just don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Hang on a minute.
No,
wedding
no, no,
ring.
No, 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 no.
Wedding ring.
Ooh. Oh, your wedding ring.
Do you know what you could do?
Got married to a duck, this guy. Anyway.
What do you mean by that? What? Got married to a duck?
Like wedding wing, because it's a wing.
Wedding wing. Oh, God.
So you don't call it a wedding ring?
Look, it doesn't make perfect sense, but I think it's all right. Wedding wing. What are you married to a duck?
When you marry a duck.
Yeah, when you're marrying a duck, they got their regular ring and they got their wedding wing.
Look, legal reasons, I hope you never do that, Adam, but can I come?
Oh, God.
I'm going to Google... Diamond. I'm going to Google engagement ring and just show them pictures and be like, oh, it's kind of like this, but not exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I flushed it on my first night.
I forget.
Do you know what you can say? You can show them a very generic looking engagement ring and say, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I lost it the first night. I have it right after he proposed.
Mm.
Or she. And
very nice. Good
save.
Really well done.
No one knows.
It's funny that you'd be saying that to the person at the wastewater thing. And now, so when he proposed, or she, I could have been proposed to by a woman.
Would you just say it didn't fit you properly so that so it fell off.
Well, that's what I was
toilet.
Just, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So when they're like, here's the ring, you try and you're like, that looks like it won't fit me. Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, I took it off because I was having trouble fitting it on my finger or whatever.
And I was doing it over the toilet.
Yeah.
I get all my best work done.
I get a lot of great work done on the toilet.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I get all my work done on the toilet, I think.
Yeah.
I've started doing Duolingo.
Oh, I gotta get back into
it. And I'm doing that on the pooper.
What I've language?
They do music theory on there now. So I'm
what?
Doing music theory.
What, like so you're just on the show like,
Yes.
Really?
Really?
Well, I'm inside the other day, but yeah, it gives you like a piano and the like keys to a piano, but then the piano sort of gets longer and you just got to do music theory. But I've been skipping stuff because I sort of know a lot of it, but I haven't, it's like reading music more than anything.
Right. Oh, okay.
And so sheet music, which I was never really very good at. And that's it. Yes.
What are you talking about? You listen to sheet music all the time.
That's fun.
So are you on the toilet playing tunes?
Yeah, like learning the Nutcracker theme or something very slowly and then missing a note and then losing a heart. And like, oh, God.
Oh, no. Thank God I'm where I am.
You didn't ever tell us what you got at the dump.
Well, I think...
The tip shop.
Well... So we're counting the tip shop, are we?
Yeah.
Well, you can't go to the dump otherwise. Hmm? You can't get anything from the dump if it's not the tip shop.
Not really.
Not legally, I suppose.
Not legally, I suppose.
It's dangerous.
But I mean, it's not like the freaking checking.
Tell you what would be cool, you throw away a coffin and you're inside the coffin, then you pop up and then you can steal all the stuff you want. And then you put it all back in the coffin and then somehow get out of there.
I feel like they surely wouldn't let you dump a coffin. At the tip. Yeah, I mean, maybe. I know on an intellectual level.
With a human body inside it, you don't think?
Yeah, I know on an intellectual level, so long as the coffin was empty, and even if they could see that the coffin was empty, or especially if they could see the coffin is empty, they would let you.
Yeah.
But I feel like they just wouldn't.
How do you, what do you do with a coffin?
I don't know.
If you've, so, like, why would you, what instance do you have a spare coffin? Oh, he came back to life.
We don't need it anymore.
But what am I going to do with this coffin?
I thought my partner said to pick up a coffin on the way home, but when I got home with the coffin, I realized they'd gotten the coffin. Oh, God. So now we had two.
You could buy coffins at Costco, which I think
Yeah.
I don't know if you still can, but I remember walking past. They didn't have the full coffin on display.
What section are they in?
Just like the front. It was like
it's near the spas.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's near the spas. If it's big and you can get in it section.
Yeah, and so it had this wall with like like corners of the coffin so you could see the color and the texture and the architravel bit and the handle, and you could just go through and be like, oh, Costco coffin.
No, I think
is it in the you can get in it section or is it in the you can rest section?
You can rest now.
Surely resting. I was just going to say, like, oh, it's rude that there's not a place you can get in to test it out, but you don't care at that point.
Yeah, you don't need to do that.
No, you don't need to be comfortable in a coffin.
No.
Although it is funny to imagine an open casket and you can just kind of see, looking down, that their legs are scrunched up a little bit because they're too tall.
That's why the bottom part's always closed.
They're not showing you when they had to cut the feet off and stick them next to it.
Just put them on their knees. Yeah. What did you get from the tip, Adam?
I got a cabinet and I got some clothes.
You got some clothes?
Yeah, I got clothes.
From the tip?
Yeah.
So they went in the bin?
They stopped.
That's awesome.
Typically what happens is when the person's checked. So, you know, we all were thinking about the same, the Darabin Waste Recovery Center or whatever it's called.
I think all dumps are kind of the same, right?
Well, no.
Nice. So,
shushums. Simply shushums. No, the lady, I've noticed, she's done it to me before, or whoever's serving you.
The dump lady?
Or if he is serving
you. Monsieur Dump?
Hello,
Mr. Dump. I have some clothes for you.
If they see that you got something that they might want in the in the shop or whatever, they'll be like, oh, just drop that off at the shop, then come through with the rest or whatever.
Yeah, cool.
So I've been pulled over.
They can do that?
Yeah, I know.
You got to surrender those clothes.
Let me look through your stuff. I want to sell it.
The clothes don't get... Nothing that gets thrown in the tip gets picked up for the shop or whatever.
I guess I never really thought about it, but that's disappointing, but also it makes sense.
Yeah, that
they're not
sucks.
Raking through the trash. Like, hey, this is okay. We can sell that.
Yeah, I'm happy for the workers, but bummed about the waste.
Yeah. Well, it's good, I guess. I once got a wheelchair from the tip shop. I was like 9 or 10. Best day of my fucking life. Oh my God. It was awesome.
A wheelchair?
Briefly, when I was 9 or 10. Because it was for the... in my primary school, we'd have a billy cart race every year. And so the thing is, you do one lap of the two basketball courts, the outside ones, and then you would switch driver and pusher,
and then you'd
go again. So someone pushing and someone driving the whole time.
I assumed it was like downhill, like a box car.
No, it was on flat ground. You have a pusher and you have a driver, and then you switch, and you do another. And so me and my friend Jake rocked up with a wheelchair with the number 3 crudely taped to the back. And our principal was like, there is absolutely no way you can race in a wheelchair. And I was so bummed, but on reflection, that's fair.
It's so funny that 9 or 10-year-old Hayden is functionally the same as modern.
Yeah, Hayden. I had a real authority problem.
You 100% would still do that today.
Yeah, maybe. Well, I feel like it was maybe in poor taste, which I didn't appreciate at the time.
No.
Yeah, painting a 3 on the back of a wheelchair and racing around.
You were putting it to use. Like, I think one of the most shattering things is when you see... Have you ever seen like a wheelchair in an op shop and you're like, oh, I hope that goes to someone who needs it?
Yeah. Because I wasn't thinking about that when I was 9.
No, but you were
I'm going to get in it and ride around.
What happened to it?
I actually don't know. I think it ended up with Jake. Hmm. His dad had a factory. I think it's probably there. But you know, we might have given it back to the tip. I don't know. Nice circular economy.
Yeah.
It's good. Have you got anything good at the tip, Cass?
No, never in my life have I gotten anything good at the tip.
Have you ever got anything bad at the tip?
No, I've never gone to the tip. I mean, I've gone to the tip, but I've never bought anything at the tip. I'm... desperate.
You only give, you never take?
Yeah, I only give, I never take. Mm. I dump.
How generous of you.
Would you guys like to hear a fact about tip?
Yes.
And dump?
Sure.
Okay, it's a question.
Okay, great.
How big do you think the world's biggest tip is?
Ooh, in what metric?
I will accept acres or kilometers squared.
Oh, someone's done the conversion. Mm-hmm. 20 kilometers squared.
No. 9 kilometers squared.
Okay.
Yeah.
No.
I was wrong. I'm not going to say yes.
That's pretty big, I guess. Yeah.
I don't know how big that is in...
Where is it?
It's...
Wait, tell us more about the tip.
No. It's called the Apex Regional Landfill, and it's in Las Vegas.
That makes sense.
So it holds about 50 million tons of waste.
Yeah, cool. And they've got that big strip running through it, don't they?
Really?
What?
No, I was just making a
joke. Oh, I get the joke. Right. Speaking of how the Las Vegas Strip is a tip.
Yeah.
What have either of you, you both are aware of the what do they call it? The globe? The Las Vegas globe?
Oh, the sphere.
The sphere,
They broke a record for like the biggest human face ever, like just because it's like the biggest screen in the world. So
some records aren't important.
So good.
Yeah, just like any, because if you have the biggest screen in the world, which I think it is or it's close to it.
Yeah,
you could just kind of go like, "Hey, this is the biggest picture of everything."
Yeah,
and just clog up Guinness.
Apparently, when you're up close, everything looks like crap. Which is well, that very makes
it. Well, I mean, a regular TV if you get close enough.
Yeah,
anything, the pixels.
Anything if you get close is bad.
Are they normal sized pixels or are they big pixels?
I think
they're big pixels.
I think it's an LCD or OLED screen or something, isn't it? So it's really.
And it's curvy?
I have no idea. Yeah, it's curvy.
Oh, it's curvy. It's a sphere. You too played there.
Me?
No, they. I don't think.
No,
they
no, you
played
Adam
there.
Played there, didn't you?
I think they have like. Oh no! Wait. No, it is. Yeah, it's a regular live show. Sorry, I watched a video about it. I'm just trying to remember everything now.
Yeah.
Anyway, it seems like such a fucking eyesore.
Yeah.
Really?
But it's also got a big, it's got screens on the inside as well. Have you seen this, Cass? You don't know what the sphere is.
No, I know what the sphere is, but it screens on the inside and the outside.
Yeah. And so when you, at the U2 show, you go in, where you went in and it looked like it was square on the inside. And they're like, everyone was like, oh, I thought it was going to be screens on the inside. And then like the roof looked like it was caving in. And then it was like, it's a fucking sphere on the inside as well.
Oh.
That would have been crazy to see.
That rocks. That would have been like watching the train come at you in that cinema.
Yes, it would have been. I have a picture in my mind so specifically of like footage of people watching that train and then everyone running out of the cinema.
Yeah.
But I don't think that exists.
That's from The Simpsons.
Is it from The Simpsons?
It's a scene in The Simpsons.
So
buddy.
In my mind, I can see it in grainy black and white footage.
No, it's in a movie. They recreate it for a film in like a montage. Of things that have happened in cinema or history.
Right. Was it in, what's that stupid movie
Okay. Not Babylon.
Not Babylon. It's like a 9-minute montage that includes Avatar.
I wonder, because montage ending in Avatar took me out of the cinema. I was back in my house sitting down.
Watching Babylon.
Yeah, I was just like,
yeah. Yeah, when you see when you see like the Na'vi floating around, it's like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is okay. Oh, I'm watching a movie.
I was enjoying myself, and now I'm mad at. I've got, what's that disease that people say when they've got the Avatar depression because they're not a Na'vi? They're not in the Avatar world.
Oh, I think it's something Pandora. It's like something. The word Pandora.
Pandoritis.
Is in
it where you want to kill yourself because you can't live in Pandora.
Yeah, it's they've given it a name, which is great.
Mm. Do you want to hear a bit of history about dumping?
Every day of my life.
Dumps. This is about dumping specifically. It's a fun little thing with, you remember chamber pots? And by you remember,
yes.
I mean.
Oh, yeah.
You don't remember because you weren't around when people were using them.
You don't know my life.
But there.
People still use them?
I know your life pretty well, Cass.
You missed out on 3 whole years.
I was there most of it. The chamber pot. If you don't know, it's literally just a pot that sits under your bed and you piss and shit in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have not thought about the chamber pot very much, but I didn't realize like it was just so you didn't have to go outside.
Yeah.
Because there was heaps of, I don't know if it was plumbed, but there was like outhouses and stuff.
Yeah.
But it was cold in foggy London town, so they just shit and piss in a pot.
Yeah.
And then people would throw it out the window in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Gaudy Lou.
Yes, they would say Gaudy Lou and throw their piss and shit out the window. And Gaudy Lou means, it's like a bastardization of a French term meaning watch out for water, essentially.
Yeah, Gaudy Lou.
Yeah. Gaudy Lou.
I haven't been doing the Duolingo. So.
I actually also started doing French Duolingo today.
That's good.
Je suis Hayden? Non. Me Hayden. No, wait. Je suis does mean I am.
Yeah, je suis.
I started today, okay? I don't know.
What was that? Does anyone here know that the story of that? Speaking of bedpans, there was that guy who is like the luckiest businessman on earth or whatever. Mm. He kept getting the worst advice possible. Like people to try and mess with him would give him terrible business advice.
Mm.
He'd do it, and then by just sheer coincidence,
it would work
out hugely in his favor. And I think one of them was someone was like, oh, you should sell bedpans in the Caribbean, and trying to steer him astray because people just did not care about going to the bathroom outside at night in the Caribbean.
Yeah, right.
And he's like, all right.
Nice and warm, I guess.
Yeah, and he shipped a ton of bedpans to the Caribbean, but they, as soon as they got there, people, I forget what it was. I think it was like little fire pits. People there were like, holy shit, this is really good for fire pits.
Oh, cool.
And so they sold the metal ones, yeah.
Yeah, they sold like gangbusters. Mm. There was like another one where they were like, you should sell coal to, I think it was Norfolk or something like that, which is a huge coal town.
Yeah, right.
And he shipped coal there. And
these coals are really great for fires.
As the ships arrived, it coincided like the same day with a massive strike.
Whoa.
So people were like, we need coal.
Oh, here's some. Oh, that was good.
Yeah.
That's fun. What was that guy's name?
I forget. I reckon if you just Google like
the world's luckiest businessman.
Yeah, and I reckon he'd come up.
It's funny as well, like, to try and give someone bad advice.
Mm.
Why don't you just not talk to them? You know what I mean? Like, it just seems like this is like, oh, this annoying guy. He sucks at business, and I'm really good at business. instead of giving him bad advice, just be like, I can't see you today.
Yeah.
I'm busy.
You know I can't see you today.
Oh, but like, you wouldn't expect it would happen that many times. His name was Timothy Dexter.
Oh, there you go.
Timmy Dexter.
Yeah. Timmy Dex.
Timmy D.
Dexies were named after him because people got so much done. And on that note, I've been Cass.
I've been Aiden.
I've been Adam.
Adam, where are you?
I'm right now in this room here.
Hell yeah.
But if you are not in this, or if you have come to this room at a different time, you can also find me online under the handle at RetroArchetype on pretty much any social media.
You're still using X?
I am still using X, but I don't know. I don't like it.
No, it's
not
bad.
Fun. I think, I don't know if a friend of the show, Lena Moon, put this in my head or not, but I think I might have been shadow banned because I just do not get the interactions I used to anymore.
Interesting. Yeah, I stopped using it because someone posted a picture of someone with their head blown off, and I was like,
cool.
I don't want to see this anymore.
Hell
I don't
yeah.
like this. I feel sick.
Yeah, that's...
So I'm a Threads guy now.
Oh, you're on Threads. Oh, I haven't really.
It's not very good.
I haven't migrated.
It's getting there. It's getting better.
I deleted Twitter off my phone
just
because I was like, why do I have this? I'll just check it on the computer. And then I forgot about it.
You can listen also to Adam and me and Cass on the
World of Darkness Adventure.
World of Darkness Adventure.
Film this family vacation.
Yes, it's out now. I think it's behind a paywall, or maybe it's not anymore. I think it kept changing.
I believe, it started behind the paywall, then it gets eventually released to the general public.
Is it out
now? I believe it is, yes.
Woohoo! All right, you can get that wherever you get your podcast. You can queue it up next.
Queue it up next.
Yeah, World of Darkness. The Fabulous Phil Byrne Adventures.
Filmless Family Vacation.
Yeah, thank you, Cass.
Thanks, Adam.
Let's say it once again clearly while Hayden's not also talking.
The Filmless Family Vacation.
That's right. Thank you.
We'll see you there.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're all looking to make more sustainable choices. But making your own shoes out of natural materials could pose a few challenges. The twigs and leaves in your yard aren't exactly comfortable. And while mud does perfectly contour the feet, it doesn't score high on the durability front. But thanks to Allbirds, you can skip all the backyard experimentation. At the Allbirds Innovation Lab, they're doing all the sciencey stuff like research and testing to create shoes from natural, sustainable materials. And their innovative processes mean using less of the bad stuff and more of the good. While making shoes unlike any other. Like the Plant Pacer, made with 100% plastic-free plant leather. The Tree Dasher, a running shoe made from eucalyptus tree fiber. And from sugarcane, they've made the Superlight, their lightest shoe ever by weight and carbon footprint. It's not rocket science, it's shoe science. Allbirds is making shoes better than natural. They're super natural. Find your perfect pair at Allbirds.com today. That's Allbirds.com.